When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Secret Cord. Item Number SCP-1012. Object Class Keter. Special Containment Procedures. The Foundation has implemented protocols to cancel or to reduce the risk of generation of three of the five constituent sound tones that comprise SCP-1012. Frequencies B prime and D prime are, respectively, the antiphases of frequencies B and D. These antiphase frequencies cancel frequencies B and D, respectively, within the range of the broadcast. The Foundation operates sound detection and active noise cancellation broadcast devices in 36 locations worldwide, which continually monitor for frequencies B and D, and, when appropriate, broadcast cancellation signals at frequency B prime or D prime. Additionally, the Foundation has arranged for most of the world's electroacoustic transducers to monitor for frequencies B and D, and, when necessary, broadcast frequencies B prime or D prime. This has been achieved through a combination of inserting design changes into the engineering specifications of most commonly manufactured electroacoustic transducers manufactured since 1988, inserting frequency B prime, D prime, or both into the transmission of broadcast media and the encoding of recorded media, including inserting design changes into the engineering specifications of recording appliances so that frequency B prime, D prime, or both are automatically encoded, and by manipulating the supply frequencies of commercially transmitted and distributed electric power so as to cause sound equipment and other electric appliances to be capable of sympathetically generating frequency B prime or D prime. Footnote 1. Under normal conditions, frequencies B prime and D prime are each substantially higher than the upper frequency limit for mammalian hearing and are therefore inaudible to humans, as well as other animals with a greater range of hearing such as dogs. However, it has been reported that some humans exposed to strong broadcasts of frequency D prime experience tinnitus. Under certain atmospheric and geological conditions, such as those prevailing in Taos, New Mexico and Bristol, UK, the broadcast of frequencies B prime or D prime may be audible. Additionally, certain models of fluorescent lighting tubes and cathode ray televisions emit audible tones in sympathetic resonance with frequency B prime or D prime. Frequency C. In the wild, most instances of a generation of frequency C had consisted of a whale song of the Balaenoptera svalbardi, the Svalbard whale. Through Foundation efforts, Balaenoptera svalbardi became extinct in 1982, thereby decreasing the likelihood that the tone would inadvertently be generated in a location near the generation of other constituent tones. All documentation that specifies the constituent sound tones of SCP-1012 is to be kept strictly confidential. Description: SCP-1012 is a chord consisting of 5 sound tones designated frequencies A, B, C, D, and E. The tones of SCP-1012 are, in the order of designation, frequency, and remarks. Frequency A, 415.305 Hz, within range of human hearing, slightly higher than G-sharp. Frequency B, kilohertz, ultrasonic. Frequency C, hertz, infrasonic, lower than the range of human hearing but observable, at higher intensities, in the form of vibrations. Frequency D, kilohertz, ultrasonic. Frequency E, hertz, within range of human hearing but rarely used in the chromatic musical scale. The generation of one or more, but less than all, of the constituent tones of SCP-1012 does not result in anomalous effects. The simultaneous generation of all 5 tones of SCP-1012 for a duration exceeding a few seconds affects the resonance of certain subatomic particles within range, causing them to disintegrate into their constituent elementary particles. Footnote 2. The described result is predicted according to the cosmological model set forth in Foundation document 8001.2552.kt.1012. Laboratory testing of a model is prohibited. Computer modeling predicts that a generation of SCP-1012 within close proximity of a mass, such as an astronomical body, is likely to result in an uncontrollable chain reaction, resulting in the disintegration of virtually all matter comprising the mass. According to the model, once such a chain reaction is initiated, it will continue to progress whether or not the tones of SCP-1012 are continuing to be generated, until all available mass is generated, i.e., a CK-class scenario. Proposals to use SCP-1012 or a modified version as a defense mechanism against hostile extraterrestrial threats, including SCP-1548 and SCP-2838, have been rejected due to the potentially disastrous side effects of SCP-1012 testing. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes, and anyone can suggest an SCP to be read by filling in the form below. Rating, reviewing, or sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents and any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with 2 L's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.